My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
8 o'clock hour on a football Friday. If you missed Mike McCarthy not wanting to talk about the P word and putting Bobby in his place, you can hear it at 8:40 this morning, as you will every week of the football season. Jason Garrett, I was kind of comparing him last night during the pregame. He didn't do like the wide-eyed slow motion stare that he does. He was hyped up. He was ready to go for Chiefs Ravens.
Look, I think Jason's fine and in the booth. I don't think he's like a hot rod. He's not a hot take artist at all, which I think is actually kind of refreshing. I don't want the hot take artist. But he's also not like, he's not going to say something. Like Rodney will say something, right? You know, Rodney will come at you. He'll get confrontational. Jason won't. The problem is Jason's too much like Dungy.
He's not coaching anymore. Like, I don't know what he would still be protecting, because we see him in mic'd up segments on Hard Knocks and stuff like that, where he's like, guys, I almost that Italian sub was real good. I had there, I almost effing threw it up watching you guys on tape. Like, he's got an edge that the team would see. And we've heard him in settings like when he had that Princeton panel a couple years back, and he was talking about Justin Durant and all the things that happened during the anthem kneeling. And he's shown he can do it. He's just so protective of that image and that front. And I don't know why at this point.
The five things that you want to see for Cowboys Browns, and we need your official predictions, score, who wins, and why at 877-881-1053.
Number one. Or do you want to go 5-1? Let's go 1-5.
Item.
I want to see Micah all over the place, but rushing the passer. Right? You know, you can be unique, be creative, don't be stupid. Okay, stupid is having the game's best pass rusher, not pass rush. This would be like the equivalent of having Drew Brees as your quarterback and voluntarily letting Taysom Hill get snaps under center. You know, only an idiot coach who is overhyped and overrated with a good PR firm would do something like that. And that is not Mike McCarthy and Mike Zimmer. So that's number one. Number two, kick the ball deep into the end zone. I don't want to risk the big returns. I have a big-time fear that Bones is going to be out there thinking that, oh, I'm a special teams guru, I'm going to outsmart, I'm going to scheme the hell out of this. No.
You guys find it, I was trying to make sense of what McCarthy said when you asked him about the new kickoff.
I haven't talked to Bones about it yet. I don't know.
I haven't talked to Bones about it yet. What?
He has.
Was he talking about, though, like, this morning?
I think he's just...
I didn't talk to Bones about the Thursday night game and what they did. That's what it had to be.
It may be. He's not going to tip anything, though, right, in terms of strategy.
So last night, the Ravens' first kickoff, they did it, so they kicked it into the landing zone. And the Chiefs got it, and I think they got it to like the 33 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then every other kickoff the rest of the night went deep. teams are realizing, like, do you want to kick it into the landing zone? And then so the thing is, if it kicks in the landing zone, lands there, then bounces in the end zone for a touchback, they get it at the 20. If it doesn't, they have to return it, right? So, and the players are at like the 40. They're going to get beyond the 30. Just give them the ball at the 30. 5 yards is not a big deal, or 10 yards is not a big deal in today's NFL.
I agree with
just
you.
Don't risk a big return. If you were to kick it deep every single play the entire year, every kickoff, I guarantee you would be in the top 10 of average starting position on defense on kickoffs.
What was it last year? The number they've quoted, I think it was 84% or something was the league average for touchbacks last year. Last night, it was 81. So they had 2 returns on 11 kickoffs.
Yeah, so like, just kick it deep. Number 3, do not let Zeke eat. Let him snack. Okay, little snack.
Light snacking.
I want a steady dose of all the running backs. Basically, let's use these guys situationally. Zeke's let us feature. He's a short yardage guy. Let's do it like that. Number 4, get Dak his money and his MVP. Let him cook. You got a gift here by playing the Browns in Cleveland in September. That's a gift. That is a scheduling gift. They could have done it in December, and it could be way, way worse. It'd be like those old Bear games where it was 20 below and Dak's finger doesn't work.
Fellow meathead Rob Gronkowski agrees with you, and he believes with Kay Adams, Dak is going to re-sign.
Dak, I think he'll be re-signing with the Cowboys. I mean, the guy puts up numbers. It's so hard to find a franchise quarterback. Who are you going to move on to? Like, are you kidding me? The guy knows the playbook in and out. He knows the system in and out. He's been having great years. It's a team game. You know, when they lose in the playoff, it's not just the quarterback's fault. It's everyone's fault as a whole. You can't just put the blame on Dak, and everyone does because he's the quarterback of the franchise. So it's hard to find a replacement at the quarterback position, especially with the numbers that he's putting up. So I think he'll be back eventually. Just let this year play out.
So that is Gronk Chop Part 1. Part 2 almost made me physically ill because he really sounded like Choppy with this one when he was asked, can you actually win a Super Bowl with 4?
I think he can possibly win a Super Bowl, but if you look at the big picture and you're winning every year and you're going to the playoffs every year, that's success in the NFL. Imagine getting rid of him and then they bring in another quarterback who's throwing for less yards, less touchdowns, and they don't even make the playoffs. That will sting even more. When you're already having success, you got to stick with it, especially in the NFL. Every single team that's on the top wants to win the Super Bowl, but it's the hardest thing to do in sports. So when you're winning, though, you got to keep those guys around because they're going to give you the best chance to win that Super Bowl.
I think Gronk is such a ditz that he forgets he has 4 rings. But now he's like, it's 12 wins. I mean, that's what it's about. Like, that's good enough. Says the guy in the latest dynasty and maybe the last dynasty we see for a long time.
I get it. I understand Chop's cognitive dissonance and trying to say, like,
I don't even understand what you're just saying.
It's been 30 years since there's been a Super Bowl. I can understand Chop trying to go like, man, just to cope. I got to be able to say that, well, you know, this is success. That, like, I get that. You're trying to handle bad news as best you can. Rob Gronkowski has no excuse. You won 4 Super Bowls. What are you talking about? Like, you know what? Winning Super Bowls is not everything.
Yeah,
really? Was that Belichick's message to you guys? Like, guys, we don't need to win this.
That's right.
Like, we're still going to go get Capri Suns, juice boxes. We'll have fun.
Anything else in your preview?
One more.
List?
Number 5, don't let Miles be the game wrecker. And that means plan for the absolute worst from the start. Don't get out there and let him wreck the first series and then say, oh, you know what? We got to help out with a tight end or a running back. No.
You think
help out from the outset.
Help out early, not even see if Guyton can handle it.
Don't even give him an opportunity to handle it. Just help out right away.
Bob, give us your preview.
Yeah, this is a game where we've talked about it a lot this week. It will, in all likelihood, be a trench game. You know, in terms of how well is Cleveland's offensive line going to hold up. There are some spots along that offensive line that I think will have some vulnerabilities. Chop said he wants to see Micah kind of rush from all different areas. That sounds like what we're going to get. Micah this week, talking about it, had said that he thinks he's going to be matched up at various points in the game on all 5 offensive linemen. Like, he will get a rep against all of them. And so that's something where you're going to find vulnerable spots. You're going to come from a lot of different angles. That's going to be really tough to scheme up if you're the Browns, if you're moving them around that much, and he should have some success there. So how well do they hold up in their one-on-one matchups? And then on the other side, it's not just about Guyton. And it's not just about BB. Like, this is, you've got, how much is Terrence Steele back to his normal self? Mike McCarthy said this is the best camp that he's had since he's been here. Zach Martin is, in all likelihood, his final season, and is somebody who is not at the level that he once was. And then for Tyler Smith, yeah, we feel good about Tyler Smith, but you're dropping, it is a cohesion thing, and you're dropping Tyler Smith next to two guys he's never played with, like in terms of Guyton and BB bracketing him there. So it's not just Garrett versus Guyton. It's also going to be Shelby Harris and, you know, Za'Darius Smith and how they match up in those trenches. I think this is a lot of...
Give me your 1 through 5 confidence level in the offensive line. List them.
Tyler 1, Zach 2, Steele 3, Guyton 4, BB 5 probably. I could flip those. I just, you don't know yet. The biggest thing is,
I asked the question. No, no, radio.
I know. I'm saying, like, what you don't know though is, like, I see problems. I don't know how much those problems exist or are buffed out when you're in a game scenario yet, but we'll see.
So the words I wrote down for this game: ugly, Rust, and Watson. If I had, I'm ready to pick Cleveland. I'm ready to pick Cleveland if I had like a little bit more faith in Deshaun Watson. Like, I don't see how this game. Did you say it's automatic over? You love the
I
over?
Love the over. I look, this, I think I don't understand the what Vegas is doing with this game at all. I don't understand how Cleveland is a favorite, and I don't understand the total.
I totally agree with the total. I don't see how the game gets over 40. Maybe 23-20. Maybe. The Browns defense, I mean, the Cowboys, in my opinion, they're not going to be running the football. The Browns offense is ugly with no Nick Chubb against a good defense, we believe. So which offense is going to pop off? You don't believe it's Cleveland's.
Oh, I think both teams are in the 20s. Yeah, I think it's 27-20 Cowboys.
What's the over-under?
40. 40 and a half.
Yeah, so they were, it looks like, six games last year, the Browns were in a game that went over 40.
You think they scored 27 on them with the Rust I wrote was for Lamb.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't really know how to gauge it because I don't remember how receivers who miss a lot of camp perform week one. Like,
who eats more, Lamb versus Ward, or who's got the closer matchup, Lamb, Ward, or Diggs, Cooper, if it plays out that way?
So Lamb will probably be on Ward more frequently than I would guess Diggs is on Cooper, just because of the way that there's still some unknowns about how Zimmer's going to use the corners, if he's going to, you know, do some different schematic things. But Ward is a guy who will play in the slot. He'll do it. So he'll travel inside to be with CeeDee Lamb. Anytime Coop goes in the slot, Diggs is in all likelihood not going in there and not taking him.
He's got 27-20 over here. Cowboys win. You have what and why?
I have 24-21 Browns in this one. And I think this just comes down to, it's going to be a physical, ugly game. I think it's not going to look very sharp at all. And what it comes down to for me is just there's a wealth of experience on the Browns defensive line. There's a lot of questions still about what the Cowboys offensive line is going to be. And if it's going to come down to ball possession and running the ball, I'm going to trust Cleveland, even with their injuries and missing guys. They're going to be able to do that more effectively than Dallas is.
Pepe.
Another close one, ugly, low scoring. I have the under as well. 20-17 Cowboys, though. Last second field goal, I believe, is the game winner here for Aubrey. Look, I mean, I think Dak's going to be fine because I'm predicting he's going to get a contract before the kickoff.
So, double take.
I'm with Meat Church there. I listen to Matt Pittman. And then I think the defense takes over as well. So ugly first half for sure, though.
My thing with Cleveland's defense is if you go look at the teams, they played awful quarterbacks last year. Awful. And they ran into one in a playoff game.
You think they're playing an awful quarterback this week? So,
no, I think Dak eats. They blitz, and Dak eats the blitz. Like, he destroys teams that blitz him, and they're gonna blitz. Like, I think the Cowboys' offense looks amazing this week. Not so amazing, but really solid.
I came in my head saying 2017 Browns. I'm gonna change it. 20 because of Watson. I can't get over Watson making me look so stupid. Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson. I'm going to say 2017 Cowboys. I'm flipping it. I'm flipping it right here in the moment, and Monday I'll come on and say I should have trusted my gut.
Pull you back in every time.
No, I'm not. I don't believe it. They're not going anywhere, but they're not going anywhere for them. But I'll say Cowboys by 3 just because of Watson. I can't figure it out.
That's improvement.
I cannot figure him out whatsoever. 877-881-1053. Majority of the totals, I'm guessing, going with the Cowboys. Are we 60-40? Is it 80-20? Pepe, how's it looking?
34-10 Cowboys from the 214, 27-20 Browns from the 817. So it's back and forth, but more Cowboys than Browns here.
24-17 Cowboys, 20-17, 24-14 Browns. Dak destroys man coverage. That's what the Browns play. 34-17, 17-13 Browns, 23-12 Browns. That's a weird score.
3-2-5 Cowboys lose 20-17. I don't know. I think this leans a little more Browns.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our final ludicrous ticket giveaway of the entire week. And RJ gets you ready for some college football with a college football degenerate. Then Mike McCarthy on the show right here on Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike McCarthy, 8:40 this morning, every single week, starting today, here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Our final ludicrous ticket giveaway of the week is coming up here momentarily. But first, we got some breaking sports news for your televisions.
Yes, WFAA has reached an agreement. Channel 8 here has reached an agreement with the Mavericks and signed a multi-year deal to broadcast games over the air for free. So all non-nationally televised Mavericks games, 70 or more this upcoming season, will be broadcast for free over the air on either WFAA Channel 8 or their sister station KMPX Channel 29. So you no longer need a cable subscription or anything else, just old set of rabbit ears and a digital converter too, I guess, in this day and age. But over the air for free.
Another factor for my TV decision this weekend. Don't need Bally. Don't need Bally, at least for the Mavericks.
No, don't. You got two more days than I do. I have 6:30. I have till 6:30 tomorrow night.
And who's playing?
Tennessee, NC State.
Ooh.
I got till 6:30.
Well, you said. Can you not watch that on ESPN Plus?
It's a pain in the butt. I don't even know where the app is. I gotta hit the home button and then move, scroll a couple.
Do you remember laughing at like your parents when they're like, how do I program this VCR? And you're just like, yeah, that'll never be me. And
I know how to do it. I'm choosing not to. It's like, no. I need a guide. I'm using a guide. I want to have it all in one thing.
So the Mavs on WFAA all next year, our buddy Joe Trahan, tweeting that out. So that's nice. The Maverick news. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt here on DFW Sports Station. It's a Friday. Let's do it earlier than we normally would. Let's hook you up and then a college football degenerate.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
That's Roy Tolo's caller number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Ludacris at the Windsor World Casino and Resort on October 11th. That's a Friday. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right, you heard about Choppy Saturday night. I know what I'm going to be doing in the afternoon earlier in the day. As yesterday, we had on Craig Way to preview the Longhorns and the Wolverines. Let's get you set for the college weekend.
I have three college selections for you.
And I would like just to say,
hopefully here, better than last week.
Yeah, last week was tough. 1-3. That's okay. That's okay. I have to say, I would like to say, I'm going to boycott the Texas-Michigan game. I'm sorry. Games that big, you don't play those at 11 a.m.
Texas-Oklahoma?
That's a tradition. Okay. All right. And you know what? I don't even like that.
Okay.
That's a tradition. Because
I usually hate the 11 o'clock games.
I do too.
Hate them.
I hate Big Noon. I hate the Big Noon kicker. The Big Noon. No. These games belong at night. This is a mega game. It's a mega game. I don't understand how Texas is only a 7-point favorite in this game. I think it's far more likely that Texas wins this game by 3 touchdowns than Michigan wins the game by 1.
Damn.
They got a better quarterback. Their skill position's out of sight. Michigan just lost 13 guys and their coach to the NFL. I don't get it. I don't get it here.
You better be ready for Mooney DeMare to make another video for you talking all your mess about Michigan the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but Texas will win, so I'm not worried about it.
Texas will win. I got App State plus 17 against Clemson. You do not schedule App State. You just know better than that. And this is basically a win or go home game for Clemson.
App State got top 25 votes. Like, Clemson shouldn't even be in the top 25. 17's right.
It's a ton.
What feels like a broken program right now.
Yeah. And boy, you want to talk about Vegas, the steam. This game opened at 4.5. It's up to 10. It might get to 11. Tennessee minus 10 against NC State. Grayson McCall did not look good last week. He went up in weight class from Coastal to NC State. People are concerned that he is a product of the Jamie Chadwell system. He's going up against a really good team. And, I mean, Tennessee, Josh Heupel's shown that when he's got a quarterback who's accurate, they put up 60. And that's basically what's going to happen there. So there is your college degenerate.
All right, go ahead. Get the bets in. As I saw ESPN release, like, every year, it's like the value of NFL franchises. More and more people are betting. Again, like, it's just jumping up through the roof.
Well, you know, every year more states are getting legalized gambling.
Yeah.
And you know, there's more ways to do it.
An estimated $35 billion on the National Football League this season. That's what's going to happen. A 30% increase? I thought inflation. I thought, you know, wallets.
People will always find ways to spend money on things they want. Like, I know people who spend more money on season tickets than they actually make in a year. I don't know how they do it.
I know.
That to me doesn't make sense.
All right. Maine, North Carolina, and Vermont all launched.
I'm gonna throw out what may sound like a wacky theory. I want to see if it's a bad betting theory, Chop. Is it possible that with as many people as we, or as many teams last year, big-time favorites that ended up winning, Michigan, Celtics, Chiefs, like teams that people, is it possible people are feeling lucky and so they're increasing their bets? Because like I've been on a streak lately. I've been hitting the title winners across the landscape.
It's possible. Or they're playing catch-up.
Yeah.
And they lost. But yeah, there's a lot of betting going on.
The pregame point spread remains the most popular betting option on the National Football League.
Oh, so not live betting.
Along with money, odds on winning the game, and over-under total, according to sports books. The point spread, money line, and over-under total account for approximately 50% of bets on an NFL game, with prop bets, along with alternate markets, accounting for the other 50%. 60 to 65% of NFL bets are made before kickoff, but then live betting is growing.
It is growing. Now, here's my concern with...
They took twice as many bets on the winner of the Super Bowl than they do on the World Series.
Twice as many bets in the... I'm surprised it's only twice.
I was going to say, I actually would have thought it would have been more.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been way more.
Especially since we can't bet on the Rangers here in Texas
right.
to win it.
Absolutely. So, question. So, for those of you with, like, YouTube TV or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
How on time are you with the game?
So, I mean, compared to what?
Well,
like social media?
You talking about for the live betting?
Yeah, because if I'm live betting, if I'm a, I've had people tell me like the only reason why they haven't switched to streaming is because they are a live bettor and it's too delayed.
YouTube TV is what? You're probably off the actual game, like stats and information. You're 15 seconds on a normal TV. It's probably another 15. So you may be 30 seconds off the actual result happening.
The Rangers win again, 3 in a row, 5 of 6. They beat the Angels behind Adolis Garcia and the 3-run homer, and Cody Bradford allowing 1 run in 6 innings. But a team is still reeling from what the Rangers did to them, as Michael Kay, voice of the Yankees on a sports talk show in New York, Choppy's guy, Bobby hates him. He had a caller say, after that Rangers series, get rid of everyone and stop being a homer for the team, Michael Kay.
So there's this guy, J-Rock, on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I love J-Rock.
So he's advocating for people to be fired. He goes, not just Boone. The Yankees need to fire Cashman and everyone at the Yes Network who's been gaslighting the fans into believing all this BS. Michael Kay is the number one at gaslighting Yankee fans. J-Rock. Come get me. Get me fired. Get me fired. Me, the big gaslighter. Get me fired. Well, are you such a simpleton that you allow yourself to be gaslit? I'm not gaslighting anybody. I speak the truth. Nobody tells me what to say. You think the Yankees like that I'm ripping Alex Verdugo right now? Go away, little boy. You're annoying. Get it, they're gaslighting fans. No, because you guys have something in your mind, and we're speaking our truths, and you don't like it. Worry about gaslighting in politics. Don't worry about gaslighting at the Yes Network. We don't do any gaslighting. We tell the truth. Nobody tells us what to say. Gaslighting. What a fool. Silly little boy. Silly little boy.
I've never heard this from you, silly little boy.
It just amazes me that I love playing the audio. That show's giving us the most radio rants of anyone in the country. But it amazes me how like thin-skinned, like this is the voice of the New York Yankees reacting like this and having these meltdowns.
Voice is a little bit of a reach. He has the voice of Nina Blackwood with emphysema is what he sounds like. The old MTV
DJ. Oh my
DJ.
Gosh.
That's who he sounds like.
I know
like.
Who you're talking about.
He sounds
about.
Like Nina Blackwood.
Nina Blackwood.
That's Michael Kay calling baseball games. He's got the worst home run call in the major leagues.
Whoa.
Oh, I don't know about that.
See ya.
What's Jared's though? out of here. Did you see that, Dawson?
It's still better than the...
what if he drops that in a game?
That's amazing.
How much should we bet him?
Yeah.
Dawson went back. Man, these two are just
Houston, we have liftoff.
Dawson went back and rewatched the lighter start. And he is done.
I can't imagine going back 3 days later and rewatching five innings.
And he's like, I was even more right than I originally thought.
I would, how much money do you think we'd have to like pull together and give Jared for Jared's call to be like, when a homer goes out, go, and I will see you in Oxnard, sir.
No, mine was better. See you, Dawson, is much better than what you proposed.
That's it.
If you don't like Michael Kay, they're bringing out the baseball shovel to dig up Sterling.
Got to dig up John Sterling.
Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
Yeah, I like Michael. John's about had it.
So they're getting him out of retirement.
So this is low. This is low in my opinion. John Sterling retired this year. He's like 83 years old, and he is coming out of retirement to call Yankee playoff games. Now they haven't given anybody the job yet, mm-hmm. So it's still like an interim seat.
Yeah, they got tired of paying the bail money to get Carton out.
I think some guy named like Justin Shackle's been doing the game, but he doesn't do every one. So, like, it's an interim tab, but this is like, you don't get to retire and then come back when the biggest games are on. You skip out on the meaningless dog days of the regular season.
Sounds brave. I can't believe you're not applauding it.
He's Clemens.
Very choppy ass thing to do.
I would not do this. You know, I would not do this.
Do it if you can. John Sterling coming back since they can't find anyone to go ahead and replace him.
I had a problem when the Mavs did this to Coop. They did this to Coop back in like 05, 06, right? Because Mark was doing the games on radio and he went to TV because Pinto left.
Cha-ching!
But then when the Mavs were on a nationally televised game, they kicked Coop out of the booth. Oh, that's a BS, man. It's his chair now.
Mike McCarthy not wanting to talk about pressure and putting Bobby in his place. The head coach of the Cowboys previews the Browns next. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again with this man. He's the head coach of America's team, Coach Mike McCarthy, every single Friday at this time, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Coach, and welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning. It's good to be back.
Thank you for joining us. Did you stay up late last night for that game to end?
I didn't see the game, actually. Just, week one's always a little bit, a little more work involved. So we were pretty busy here on the offensive side of the ball last night.
Coach, does like so much more work get put into the first game opponent than the rest of the year when you have obviously a lot shorter prep time? Like, do you do twice or three times the workload on the opening opponent?
Definitely. I mean, I just think it's, the nature of the beast. You look at it the whole summer once you got the schedule set. But to be honest with you, the schedule is a little bit, of a juggernaut. The bye week, with just the way it's set up, you really don't get the work done that you would like to get done because, you're still building your roster and that thing sometimes runs all the way into Wednesday, and then Thursday's your last day because it's mandatory Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you really just have a normal week. And the first game, in my experience, has always been the toughest because you've been working on it the most, and there's so many things you feel good about, and you got to really, really stay on top of your volume, and check yourself. So I spend more time in week one just making sure, you hit everything, the first road game, how we travel. We had some a number of player acquisitions right down here at the end and just getting people acclimated. So you just have a lot of extra conversations that are time consuming.
When it comes to kind of studying the Browns, though, for like a week one or any week one opponent, during the season you'll look at tape from, across the year. Heading into a week one, are you looking at a bunch of, at the end of last year's tape, and how do you factor in stuff like a guy like Jerry Jeudy, who's new to this team? Are you watching stuff he did in Denver? How does that approach work?
Definitely. I mean, it's just like anything. You have your schematical approach, and then you have your, the player matchup approach. You have historical components that you look at, the history of the coordinators. Obviously, playing in Cleveland. We haven't played in Cleveland in my time here. So you just, you're going through all those items and just make sure you're detailing it.
Coach, kind of wanted to go over your theme for the season for our listening audience, Rooted. Saw the T-shirts and the gear yesterday. Can you just kind of go over once again why you chose that theme for this season?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, just, you know, the origin is year five, you know, the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. You know, you plant it and you basically water it for 4 years and, you know, and you see nothing really above ground. But the reality of it, it's what's growing beneath it. And if you know the story of it, in year five, within a 5 week period, you know, it goes from 0 to 80 to 90 feet. So, and the reality of it is, you know, it's not that it grew all, you know, to 80, 90 feet in 5 weeks. You know, it's really the root system that's been built over the 5 year period.
You steal one of your old kids' textbooks for that? How the heck did you find that a little nugget out?
No, actually, you know, a friend of mine just told me the story, frankly, back in February, and, you know, just my personal experience. In the last opportunity I had, you know, won a Super Bowl in year five, so that kind of generated the conversation. And then, you know, and we also, every year, you know, we have a theme, but we have, you know, sub-themes to it too. And, you know, we've done a lot of work with O2X, Human Performance Group out of Boston. And they, you know, I thought they did a really good job with our football team. And they had a slogan of, you know, improving 1% every day. So we also accompany that as part of the theme. And the third component is, you know, how you're going to do it. And that's, you know, be where your feet are and stay in the present. So I thought it was a good message this year.
Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Cowboys, getting you set for the opener on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Something that Jerry has repeated is what he thinks pressure does with people, that he likes to see how they perform under it. And I personally believe, yeah, some people can thrive under it, and some people, you know, maybe a little bit irritated by all the pressure on them. In your experience, Coach, with a ton of pressure on guys, do you feel like it creates diamonds? Can it have an adverse negative effect when people are worrying about contracts and distractions and all the other things that we usually talk about in an NFL offseason or going through this year with so much on the line? How do you view pressure?
Well, I mean, that's a big question, one I'm not really going to get into right now. I think just the nature of this business alone brings a lot of pressure to every individual in it, because you just because of, you know, what you have to do to perform and succeed in this business. So, and that is a lot of pressure. And I think for people that are in this business over the long term, you know, it's something that's, you know, you have to be able to endure and thrive in. So, you know, that's the big picture. But, you know, everybody's situation is different. There's a personal component to this.
Yeah.
And everybody handles pressure differently. So I think, you know, the professional part of it is, you know, I mean, you get up every day and you go full bore ahead, and you have to do it in this league, or your people are going to run right past you. So, but there's a personal component to this for everybody.
Coach, we've been trying to figure out Deshaun Watson in his time in Cleveland. Does he resemble, in what you've seen, does he resemble the quarterback we saw in Houston, or what's your take on what's going on with him?
Yeah, definitely. I think you just got to, you know, you got to stick to the video. I mean, you watch the games that he played, you know, in you know, the 10 games, and, you know, 5-1 in the 6 games prior to that, you know, his record, you know, before the injury and everything. So, you know, he makes them different for sure. You know, this is a offense. They run the ball very well, and they have all the movements and keeps, big screen team. So, I mean, they put a lot of stress, you know, on your C-gap, on your force components, and things like that. So you got to be really in tune with that. You got to tackle well. And then, you know, he's a playmaker. He's a dynamic player with the ball in his hands. So, yeah, I mean, that's the guy we're preparing for.
Is the Guyton, you know, Myles Garrett type matchup, is that the one that you think might be really make or break this game, you know, with his first start and his, you know, first game in the NFL?
Well, I just think, like anything, you know, it's we way we view them defensively, and obviously Miles is a great player, so and he's been playing at this level for quite some time. So regardless of who's playing left tackle, I mean, that's definitely a focus of us, of how we want to attack their defense, and they do a really good job of moving them around. You know, he won't just be on the left side, he'll play some on the right side, and, you know, and they use him as the spinner and off the ball and so forth. But it's you know, it's definitely the approach of, you know, where is he every play? You know, so when we break the huddle, we definitely got to know where he's lining up.
Coach, you said on Thursday you're not necessarily comfortable starting so many rookies against Cleveland, but you're confident. Is it important for those rookies, though, to be comfortable heading into this game?
Well, I did not say I wasn't comfortable. I just said I would not use the word comfortable. I don't think that's – I mean, who the hell is comfortable going into a football game? I mean, I didn't want to be critical of the gentleman's questions. That's just not my nature. But, no, I'm confident in our players. I'm confident in what these young guys have done. They've earned this opportunity. And most importantly, visiting with the leadership council last night, the veterans are excited about our young guys. So I that speaks volumes to, what these young men have done since they've been here.
Coach, was CD behind at all when he finally got into camp? Do you expect any kind of pitch count week one?
I mean, I would say he's behind. He's just kind of getting back into it. I mean, it's always the little things that every player goes through when there's time away from the group. So we'll continue to work through it. But he's hit every mark every day. So that's what you go by. We got two more days of practice, and really want to see how he is today. Yesterday was a big day. We were outside and just blew it out, frankly. I mean, we do comparables of yesterday's practice compared to the last three practices this time of year, and the workload capacity was off the charts. So I mean, the way these guys come in here today is going to be important, and he's definitely one of those guys.
You guys are very familiar with Deshaun Watson's top target, Amari Cooper. When you watch Amari Cooper on tape and see the way that he's performed these last 2 years with some quarterback instability, is there any part of you when you've been watching them this week where you think, man, I wish we wouldn't have let him get away?
Well, I think I just have such respect for Amari's game. When you watch it, particularly his releases and his ability to understand, stems and breaking points. He's, obviously very, very gifted. But, his route running is something that I've always had such respect for.
Mike McCarthy here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, we know how much you believe in the run game. Help us understand what we may be missing with the concerns that many have over the group. Obviously, a lot of green offensive linemen, some of the inexperience. Why do you feel good about the running game heading into this season?
Well, to me, the run game is the one area where you have the least, opportunity to really practice it, full speed, just because of the limited pad practice compared to, how much more you can practice the passing game. So, and so we're always going to be committed to it. The biggest thing is, when you look at the run game is, it's just like you have to get the attempts where they need to be. And I think, sometimes we can take, statistics and maybe not look as far as we could just to get the result. I mean, so what I'm talking about, your run game numbers aren't always a true reflection of what you're trying to do. I think your time of possession, completion percentage, with the run game attempts, with the run game average, it's a collection of, what you need to do to control the ball. And I think last year's a very good example of that, just because the way our defense is built, and, we have a lot of guys that, they can really get after the, the passer, particularly last year's group. We were trying to stay off the field, win the time of possession battles where I'm going with this. And, and I think we were 5 or 6 plays less a game in 23 than we were in 22. So that's what I really focus on. We will be good running the football, and it's because we're going to commit to it.
Coach, the new kickoff rule is the one real major change. Last night, I know you said you didn't get a chance to watch it, but they, for the most part, except for one kickoff, they just kicked it deep and gave the ball to 30. Do you think that's what's going to happen across the league? Most teams just kick it deep, get them at the 30, and don't worry about the long kickoff? Or do you think this will be a trial and error and teams may start one way and then change it up?
I think it's interesting, and I haven't talked to John yet, John Fossil, but I know him and I were visiting yesterday, and I was curious just to see John Harbaugh and obviously Dave, just the special teams guys, they're respected in the special teams community, to see how they would come out the gate with the new role. And And like I said, I did not see the game last night, so I was hoping for to see the ball in play, and especially with it, you know, playing outdoors in Kansas City. But yeah, I guess we'll see how this thing goes. But you know, I just hope that we're not at 20% again. You know, we're 80%. We got 80% touchbacks, because you know that's not the goal. And I think anytime you make changes in this league, especially the amount of work that went into making this change, I just hope we get the results, and the results, you know, is returns. It's an exciting play.
Coach, it's great to have you back. Thank you so much for the time and the answers. As always, have a great day and a great start to the season. We'll do it again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
Mike McCarthy here on Sean and RJ.
And Mike McCarthy was there in place of Below the Belt, but Below the Belt is brought to you by A1 Air.
Super Bowl picks. And can Bobby's Cowboy song match the greatness of RJ Choppy's? Final hour of Football Friday after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.